Parios, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel 2, 3 in the Mishnah continues to describe how the rules that apply to the Helim Dover Shel Tzibor are very similar to the rules of the Par Kom Mashiach. This will seem a little repetitive from what I said before because I introduced most of this information already in the previous explanations. Here it says, Ein Chayavin Ela Al Helim Dover Im Shigas Hamasa. The Bezin, the Sanhedrin, won't trigger the possibility of Par Helim Dover unless, A, they ruled incorrectly, that the Helim Davar, and then Shigas Masa, then the people unintentionally violated the Torah based on this wrong ruling. V'chein, the same kind of do it apply for HaMashiach, for the Kohen Mashiach, as we described in the previous Mishnah, the anointed Kohen Gadol, if again he rules something for himself and then follows his erroneous ruling, he'll have to bring his special bull in that scenario. V'lo Bavarazara. And similarly, when it comes to a violation that involved idol worship, in Chayavin, there won't be an obligation either for the neither for the Bezdin nor for the Kohen Mashiach to bring their special korbanos in these scenarios. Ela al ha'elam davar im shigas hamase. Unless again there was an erroneous ruling, and then the violation happened unintentionally. Ein Bezdin Chayavin ad shiyoru b'davar shizdono karis v'shigaso chatas. Now, the scope of the mitzvahs for which there could be a par helim davar, and similarly, we'll see in a moment for the Kohen Mashiach, are only crimes for which an intentional violation, meaning he knew it was wrong but did it anyways, is kares, and if one does it b'shogeg, he brings a chatas. If he does it on accident, unintending to violate, then he brings a chatas, this is a chatas kavua, the usual sin offering. Now, the same goes for the Mashiach. And v'loba vodazara, when it comes to vodazara, same goes, achiro al davar shazono karas of shigaso chatas. Same goes, it has to be the kind of avera which it gets karas if done intentionally, but a chatas kavua, regular chatas, if done an accident for a regular person. Now, let's just tease this apart for a second. What are the specific averas we're talking about over here? So, if you look at the Rambam, he says in the beginning of Hilchos Shgagos, in the Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalid, there are 43 averas for which there is a chatas kavua brought. If you look at the first Mishnah in Maseches Krisos, when it talks about what you get karas for, it lists 36 averas, which the penalty is karas. So how do we reconcile those two lists? And in fact, how do we reconcile those two lists? So let's just focus, for starters, on the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Krisos lists 36 averas for which there's karas. I'm going to sum them up for you here with just an overview. Okay, there are 36. 15 of them in the Mishnah have to do with forbidden sexual unions. Then you have the Megadef. He's the one who curses Hashem, blasphemes him. You have also three that have to do with like Avodah Zarah, so that's actual idol worship, as well as performing the Molech procedure of passing a child through the fire, and the Ov procedure, this weird kind of necromancy thing. Then you have violating Shabbos, doing Malach on Shabbos. You have two that have to do with introducing Tumah, one to the base of Mikdash, and two, eating Korbanos on your tummy. Again, if you eat those and do that intentionally, as the Chiyuv Karas. Therefore, they have to do with forbidden foods. You can't eat blood. You can't eat Chalev, that forbidden fat. We've talked about so many times. You can't eat Pigel, that's sacrificial meats, essentially, that when they were one of the essential avodos, the four steps of the processing of the sacrifice, the person, the Kohen, had a mind to, you know, to burn it or eat it, offered outside of the proper time, chutz mano. And then you have nosar, korbanos, sacrificial food that was left over past its the deadline for that particular korban. You have those four. Then you have two that do with doing avoda outside of the Beis HaMikdash, either shechting kachem, consecrated animals outside of the Beis HaMikdash where they should be sacrificed, or offering them outside the Beis HaMikdash where they should be done. Then you have the Isser of eating chametz on Pesach. You have the two Yom Kippur averas of either eating on Yom Kippur or doing malach on Yom Kippur, both those, if done intentionally, as karas. You have three that do with like the temple oil and incense. You can't make the temple's oil, you can't make the temple's incense recipe, and you can't anoint yourself with the temple's oil. And then you have two mitzvahs aseh, that's the obligation to be circumcised, bris milah, and also to participate in the Korban Pesach. So again, those are mitzvahs aseh, and if one doesn't do them intentionally, so then he's chayav karis. It's a little complicated when the chayav karis kicks in for the child who's not circumcised, but anyways, not for now. Those are the 36. Now, in fact, our Mishnah's point here is that not all those 36 are averas for which there would be a par halem davar, or which the Kohen Mashiach would be bringing his special offering. The reason why is because 5 of those 36, while they are zdono kares, they are not shigaso chatas. You don't bring a chatas kavua for 5 of the 36. Which of those 5? You don't bring it for megadef, for blaspheming Hashem, because that's something to do with words and actions, and you don't bring a chatas for something that isn't aimbo masa, no physical action. You don't bring a chatas kavua for eating karbonos in a state of tumah or entering the base of English when you're tummy. That's because the penalty for those two crimes, karis if it's bemezid, if it's beshogeg, you bring instead of a chatas kavua, a regular sin offering, you bring the chatas olaviyara, the variable sin offering, which depends on what you can afford. It could be regular chatas if you can afford it, a female goat or sheep, but it could just be two birds or even just a minchas chota, a plain meal flour offering. And then you have two mitzvahs that are mitzvahs asei, the bris milah and the participation in the Korban Pesach. Those two don't have, if you fail through them, there's no action. It's failing to do an action, and therefore you won't be bringing a chatas, even though if you don't purpose this karas. So again, you have 5, megadef, eating betumah, going to base milah betumah, failing to do bris milah, and failing to participate in the Korban Pesach, for which there is zdono karas, but shigaso is not chatas, it's something else. Okay, so you're left with 31. Okay, and those are the 31 we're talking about over here. Now the Rambam is saying there are 43. Why? Because he enumerates many more actions in the Arayos section. We said there are 15 Arayos, I'd enumerate them to you, but he counts 26, so adds 11 to the list. And the reason why is because sometimes, just for example, it says you may not be intimate with your wife, a woman and her mother. So that's the Isser, a woman and her mother. But let's say you're married to your wife, so there's two possibilities here. There's your wife's mother and your wife's daughter. Both would tick those boxes of a woman and her mother. So therefore, even though there's one mitzvah, there's actually two separate women who are forbidden, and that's how it extends out with grandmothers and so on. Okay? That would bring you, that's from 15 to 26, so actually 11. And the other one is that he says it's not just the Ov, but also the Yadoni. So two separate kinds of necromancy activities. That gets you to 43. Okay, so that's what we're talking about over here, are the type of sins we're talking about. Now, Avodah Zarah, which you mentioned, is a little different. The Avodah Zarah is exception, so really there's only 42 out of 43, because for the Avodah Zarah one, if one serves an idol in the way we serve Hashem, there are 4 ways for that. We're talking either bowing down, doing animal sacrifices, doing haktara, incense offerings, or libations, nesachim. That's the way we serve Hashem. So if you do that for an idol, there's a penalty of karis and a chatas. Or if you serve the idol in the way its particular service. But the point is, if you do that, so as we keep on saying, instead of bringing the usual chatas, it's for a regular person, just a female goat in its first year, and therefore it's different. The Sanhedrin makes such a ruling, then you bring, like we said before, instead of the parlam davar, you bring the goat as a chatas and the bull as an ola. And similarly, in such a scenario, according to the Chum and the Halacha, then if it was a Kohen Mashiach, he'd be bringing the special goat, female goat, in its first year. But remember, in normal circumstances, the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Mashiach, doesn't bring a chatas ever. So this would be an exception. And if in this exception, he would bring this female goat in its first year, the same offering that you bring if you're a regular person, but he does it if he rules incorrectly and then follows his ruling incorrectly.